Jeff Gers with the Courier-Journal joins us to talk about it. Shocked, Jeff, by Patino's dismissal by the school?
I'm not shocked after the FBI investigation came out. That you know, he's been dealing with quite a few things here for the last couple of years, and he's been seemingly Teflon through it all, and but started taking on water, and then for this to come about, it's really made it impossible for him to stick around. So I'm not surprised at the result of this after everything that came out yesterday.
Is there any evidence that Patino might be indicted?
Well, there's confusion over, there's two coaches named in this. You know, these things, as you guys know, it's just got kind of the vague, you know, you can go on the internet and as they kind of mentioned at the U.S. Attorney's press conference, you can go on the internet and kind of put two and two together with some of these things where they won't say the University of Louisville, they'll say University 6, or they won't say player, or they won't say Brian Bowen, they'll say it was the recruiting involved in the Louisville side, they say player 10.
Mm-hmm.
There are two Louisville coaches, presumably Louisville coaches, who are not named in this report, and you do wonder, one of them sounds like Patino. I don't know if he'll get indicted or arrested, but he's certainly they certainly have a few of these guys at Louisville who are of interest to the FBI, and we know that the FBI was on campus, so so they are at least in the purview, or I guess on the radar of the FBI as of right now.
Not to be callous about this, but had Patino's team won the national championship last year, would this be a discussion?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much you guys have been following the other stuff that's been going on here. They had an internal audit that found a bunch of money funneled through various means to the former president of the university, to the athletics director. It was basically the university was basically being used as a way of paying these guys incredible amounts of money. And Patino's team was involved in an escort scandal with the NCAA that has really hurt his image here in the last few years. And the new group of administrators tasked with kind of cleaning things up here were very frustrated with all of the problems that have gone on and sort of the defiant attitude that the athletics department and particularly Rick Pitino have had. So if this came out that they had won the national title in April, early April, late March, it would have complicated things. But when the FBI gets involved, it's generally not a good thing for your future as a coach.
The NCAA, correct me if I'm wrong, has already ordered the 2013 national championship won by Louisville vacated. But the school was in the midst of an appeal of that whole process. Is that not accurate?
That's correct. So that is still ongoing. That is technically the NCAA considers that a separate case from anything else. There's no new information that's allowed to be included in all of that. But yeah, they are already in trouble. They're already on probation. They're appealing some of those decisions, but they are already in trouble. And so anything like this happening just kind of compounds the situation.
We should also make mention that the NCAA investigation uncovered, and this was of some time ago, that the school or the athletic department was using strippers and prostitutes to attract players to the program. Clearly, they missed one other little perk, and that was cash. So they were getting them hookers and girls and also money to come and play at Louisville. And Adidas obviously had their fingers in that pie and may have been the ones who were orchestrating a good portion of this. But that's left for the courts, I guess, ultimately to decide. I asked this question yesterday, and I may continue to ask it until I get a satisfactory response, for lack of a better term. Why is the FBI doing this? Why can't the NCAA do any of this? And I know part of it is budget, and I know part of it is a lot of this came from wiretaps, and the NCAA isn't empowered to wiretap. But is there another reason, and is it concerning to you?
Well, yeah, that's been sort of a common question: is what did it? Why did it take the FBI getting involved for this stuff to come? And you know, you're onto something where the NCAA has limited resources, but the bigger problem that they have is they cannot compel someone to testify unless that person is still trying to coach or compete under the NCAA umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can threaten your eligibility, but that's really the only weapon that they have to use to compel someone to testify. And so the difference between them and the FBI, like you said, is the FBI's got wiretap capability. You know, they can really, I mean, they can swat people with subpoenas. They can get people on video. They have undercover people working. So they have a lot of different ways of creating something in these situations that the NCAA just does not have.
To put this in perspective, how many pages will this be in your newspaper tomorrow? Or the Supper Hour News, how many minutes in the 1 hour show will it cover?
So you guys are in Toronto, is that right?
We are.
Okay, so the Louisville basketball team might be even bigger than the Maple Leafs are in Toronto. I mean, it is just, there is nothing else that, I mean, other than the Kentucky Derby for 2 weeks of the season, there is nothing that is a bigger deal in the state of Kentucky and in the city of Louisville than college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was our entire newspaper. This has absolutely rocked the entire community. The basketball program is basically a social event every time they play. They are extremely popular. The University of Kentucky, where Jamal Murray played,
mm-hmm.
extremely popular, even more popular. So anytime anything happens with both of them, it's huge news here, bigger than anything else. And now this is just all-encompassing. The whole city is basically shaken to its core about this. So I think that gives you a pretty clear picture that this is a big deal in Louisville.
With Jeff Greer, who's with the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky. So my recollection of, I don't know whether this was the biggest, most significant death penalty handed down by the NCAA, but would you say, John, SMU?
Oh, yes.
When their football program was dismantled?
Absolutely.
And SMU had a powerful football program at the time.
Yeah.
But they didn't have a program that had the history of Louisville. It didn't have the
But it was football in Texas, though, Bob, to put it in perspective. It was football in Texas, basketball in Kentucky.
I grant you that.
Yep.
But I'm going to make the argument, and I'm interested in your perspective on this, Jeff, that the death penalty, if given to the Louisville basketball program, would be the most significant, the biggest death penalty ever in the history of college sports. Yes, no?
Well, I think with the fact that the FBI is involved and that this is not just Louisville, makes this the biggest story in college basketball history.
Wow.
And if there is definitely, if it comes to that, if it comes to a death penalty type of ruling, then yeah, I mean, I think, you know, SMU was a pretty good football program in Texas, but Louisville is one of the premier college basketball name brands in the country by far. I mean, one of the top 10 programs in the country.
I agree.
That's a monster if they get knocked out like that.
And I think they're going to. I don't know about you, but I don't see how the NCAA, especially given the sanctions that they already levied on them that are now being appealed, even regardless of that appeal, I don't know how the NCAA can slap Louisville's wrist in any other way other than at least a 5-year sentence, a 5-year death penalty. I don't know how they can do it. Do you?
No, I think, you know, the one thing that the NCAA can do is they can use a federal investigation as their own information. I mean, mm-hmm. they can incorporate
Sure they
that.
Can, yeah.
And, Louisville, there is no question in my mind that Louisville is in very serious danger of that exact penalty.
And they can also use it as a little bit of a delay tactic, too. They can say, well, then we can't do anything to them until the FBI finishes.
They can do that. I would be surprised if they didn't jump on this initial information and just go with it and start pushing on it.
I agree.
What about the freshmen? What about the kid, the recruits? I mean, are we going to start hearing about players leaving the program sooner than later, or has it already started?
It has not already started. They've lost two of their commitments who are supposed to come next year. I don't think, you know, it's hard to say immediately because, you know, what we saw like with Penn State a couple of years ago with the Jerry Sandusky stuff was the NCAA basically, and after Penn State said you can leave, the NCAA came in and said, yes, you can go wherever you want. I don't think we're quite to that point yet because I think they're all trying to figure out how far this goes nationally and with other programs. But I do think that that is a very real possibility that there could be an exodus. I just don't know how soon it'll be, if it would be after this season or before this season.
My suspicion is that Pitino was popular in Louisville because he was a winning basketball coach, and that most fans overlooked the numerous alleged indiscretions during his life that included the aforementioned strippers and prostitutes. Whether he had a role in that or not, I'm not saying so, but he had an issue where he allegedly had an affair with the equipment manager's wife,
right?
Allegedly got her pregnant, and then allegedly paid her to have an abortion. Now, whether any of this is true or not is not necessarily the issue, but historically, I would guess that most Louisville fans would still love Pitino. How are they reacting to the news today?
So, as you guys have probably seen here in the last year or so, in the United States in particular, but I don't think this is exclusive to our country, but the U.S. definitely has sort of a cult of personality tendency to follow that, both on the political and sports side of things. And it's no different here, where, you know, if you're successful, as like you said, with wins and losses, it almost doesn't matter what else happens. And so Louisville is a great example of a pretty craven athletics department that has dealt with a lot of really bad stuff over multiple years with different people involved. And the fans, I don't want to say they don't care, because there's a lot of them who do, but there is a larger majority that seems to be more upset when the teams lose than necessarily stuff that they would deem distractions happens off the court. So that's definitely been more tested. That theory has been tested a lot more here of late, and I think Pitino has finally run out of steam with his fans. So it appears that that has changed.
It is a sad story. It is a dramatic story. It is an ongoing story, but it is the kind that journalists salivate over. And we know you're in the midst of something that probably will be as big as, maybe as big as anything you ever cover. So we'll let you get on with it. We know you have things to do. We thank you for your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.